天父上帝，为着今天这么美好的天气，我们感谢你。
Father, we give you thanks today for this beautiful weather.
为着弟兄姐妹们都能够回到主你的殿，一起来敬拜主，我们感谢你。
We give thanks because brothers and sisters can come into your house to worship you. We give you thanks.
我们感谢你，因为你给我们一个很平安的环境来敬拜你。
We give you thanks because you have given us a peaceful condition to worship you.
我们感谢你，因为今天虽然我们可以有人说用中文、用英文，但是我们可以相聚在一起来敬拜你，感谢你。
We give you thanks because some of us speak Chinese, some of us speak English, but we can be together to worship you.
我们感谢你，因为我们可以在这个圣殿里面敬拜主，我们也有弟兄姐妹在山上敬拜主。
We give you thanks because we are worshiping you in your house, and also there are some who are camping. They are also worshiping you in the name.
让我们一起敬拜的时候，你的名就得到最大的荣耀。
As we worship together, then your name can be most glorified.
愿主你今天就在我们当中得到心里面的满足。
Lord, may you be satisfied today.
愿意主你继续向我们讲话。
May you keep on speaking to us.
把我们心中的重担挪移。
So that you can remove the burdens in our hearts.
把我们心中不明白的地方，你就赐下亮光，让我们看到真理。
So that you can give us light, so that you can clarify what we do not understand in our hearts.
让我们听到你的话语的时候，内心里面就开始火热起来。
So as we hear your word, then we are set on fire.
因为我们知道有一位这样爱我们的神。
Because we know of this God who loves us so much.
我们今天实在是蒙福的。
We are truly blessed.
就愿意主你的圣灵在我们每一个人心中工作。
Lord, may the Holy Spirit work in the heart of each and every one of us.
也安静我们的心。
And also give us peace in our heart.
引导我们进入真理里面。
Lead us into the truth.
让我们对你的话语充满着喜乐跟渴慕。
So that we can have joy and we can long for your words.
感谢赞美主。
Father, we give you thanks.
将祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
This is in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.上个礼拜天是复活节。
Last Sunday was Easter.
上个礼拜天的前两天星期五是受难节。
And then 2 days before that it was Good Friday.
在受难节的两天，前两天发生了一件事情。
And 2 days before Good Friday something happened.
有一个人在 Florida.
A person in Florida.
他进到法庭里面去控告政府。
He went into the court and he bring a suit against the government.
他的控告的原因是什么？
He sued the government because of what?
他说我们美国人都是人人平等。
He said that we have equality as Americans.
但是政府对我们这一批人很不公平。
But the government is not fair to us.
为什么呢？
Why?
他说基督徒有很多的节期可以庆祝。
The Christians have a lot of holidays that they can celebrate.
有圣诞节，有感恩节，有复活节。
They have Christmas, they have Thanksgiving and Easter.
这个犹太人也是有庆祝的节期。
But the Jews also have holidays that they can celebrate.
回教徒也是有庆祝的假期。
The Muslims also have holidays that they can celebrate.
他说我是无神论者。
I am an atheist.
你政府为什么不给我们一天来庆祝呢？
How come you don't give me a single day so that I can celebrate?
这个法官非常出名。
The judge was very clever.
我相信他也是很好的基督徒。
And I believe he was a very good Christian.
他说先生
，The judge said,
我们的神是非常公平的。
Our God is very fair.
因为呢，在诗篇第十四篇第一节
，Because in Psalm chapter 14 verse 1,
说愚妄的人心里面说没有神。
Because the fool said that there is no God.
再过两天你们就庆祝你们的节期了。
Two days later you will celebrate your festival.
April 1st.我看到这个新闻的时候，心里面是非常的，就是不知道怎么形容。
I don't know what to say after this news.
没有神的人有什么好庆祝呢？
If there's no God, what can you celebrate about?
没有一位真神有什么好庆祝呢？
If there's no true God, what can you feel good about?
所以让我们以下就有一点庆祝的时间。
So let us celebrate.
庆祝什么？
What do we celebrate about?
庆祝我们上个星期有好几位弟兄姐妹受洗。
We celebrated last Sunday many several brothers and sisters who were baptized.
我现在就颁给他们受洗证书跟礼物。
And now I'll give them the baptism certificate and a gift.
让我们就用这个方式来开始我们的庆祝。
And we'll begin our celebration with this way.
我念到你的名字的时候，请你上来。
When the name is called, Pastor Wong calls your name, please come up.
你拿到证书之后，你站一站，等大家都拿到之后才回去。
And after you got your certificate and the gift, just stand here, and then after everybody got it, then we'll go back.
第一位是黄克群。我们另外还有六份啊、就下一次发。
We have also six more and we'll do it next time.
因为啊、有五位是英文的，他们已经到山上去了。
Because five of them they are English speaking, they are camping on the hunt.
所以呢，我们感谢神，就是这边有五位啊，那么神自己在他们生命当中的。这个工作，他们上个星期就公开见证说，我们相信有一位真神，我们感谢神。
They give thanks to God that they testify publicly that we believe in a true God.
我们今天早上一起来看一段的圣经。
This morning we'll look at a passage.
这个是在耶稣基督复活之后发生的事情。
This happened after Jesus' resurrection.
约翰福音第二十一章。
John, Gospel of John, chapter 21.
那么就耶稣在这个章节里面问了几个问题。
In this passage, Jesus asked several questions.
然后这几个问题呢，就成为很多人去深思，去希望更加了解的几个问题。
And this question caused people to give it more thoughts and try to get deeper understanding.
那么我读一读这几节的经文，就是他几个的问题，请大家一起看一看约翰福音第二十一章的十五节开始的经文。
We'll read this together. Part one, we'll read this. John chapter 21, starting with verse 15.
我们一就是上面有哈。第十五节，他们吃完早饭，这段经文哈，一起来读。
We read this together in unison, starting verse 15.
Okay, sorry if you are in English, you read English version. Okay. 他们吃完早餐，耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的小羊。”耶稣第二次又对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你牧养我的羊。”第三次对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说：“你爱我吗？”就忧愁对耶稣说：“主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。”我们请 Richard念一念这个，对不起，啊，就是你请 Richard 念一念英文的。
Okay, verse 15. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said. "You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord. You know that I love you." So Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time, he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because John because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all these things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep."
我们在复活节之前的一个礼拜，我讲到的时候讲到，耶稣爱属于自己的人，就爱他们到底。
The week before Easter, we preached on that Jesus loved his own and loved them to the very end.
耶稣爱那一些听他话的人。
Jesus loved those who obey him.
耶稣也爱那一些不怎么听他话的人。
Jesus also loved those who may not obey him that much.
耶稣爱世间的人，
Jesus loved the world.
爱到一个地步的时候，明知道这些人有转脸不看他，
loved them to the point that he knew that those people were going to turn around and forsake him.
明知道有一些门徒跟他三年多还会出卖他，
he knew that some of the disciples after following him for 3 years would still betray him.
明知道他就是做所有他能够做的，还是有人讥笑他，不相信他。
He knew that after he had done all that he had done before them, that some would still ridicule him.
他就下决心要爱他们这些人爱到底。
He has decided to love them to the very end.
他爱你，爱我，爱到底。
He loved you and loved me to the very end.
所以每一次我读圣经的时候，我读到耶稣来到人的面前，开始讲一些话或者做一些事情的时候。
So each time when I read the Bible, when I see Jesus come to the world and he was going to say something, was going to do something,
我心里面都非常兴奋。
I was very excited.
因为我就感觉到这位爱我的，他就是要帮助我，他要为了我的好处来做一些事情或者说一些话。
Because I feel that this person who loves me is going to say something to me or do something for me.
真正心中充满着爱的那个人的行动很不一样。
Someone who acts differently when someone is filled with love.
因为充满着心里面充满着爱的人看到你的时候，他会欣赏，会鼓励。
Someone who is filled with love, when he sees you, he will give you appreciation and give you encouragement.
他不会说去找你的弱点，或者说去批评你，去攻击你。
The person will not find out your weak points and criticize you or attack you.
一个充满着爱的人，他的行动不一样。
Someone who is filled with love, the action is going to be different.
我听到 Dr. Murray 上一次这个上一任的这个 CIU 的院长。
I remember Dr. Murray, the past president of CIU.
他很爱神学院，很爱同学。
He loved the seminary. He loved the students.
那么最简单的就是他早上很早起来的时候，就在学院那边开始运动，就是走路。
He got up in the morning and he will walk a jog on the campus.
他看到一个就是丢在地上的就是说一张纸条或者是什么，他就捡起来了。
When he come across a trash on the ground, he'll pick it up.
他走到花的地方，看到一些枯干的，他就把它摘了。
When he went to the see some flowers that are withered, that he will put them up.
这个爱的表现都是为了正面，都是为了好的事情。
This expression of love is for the positive, is for the good.
那么一个人爱教会的话，来到教会，他看到有需要的时候，不需要人家叫他，他就开始做一些事情。
Someone who loves the church, when come to church, when see that there's a need, then will go ahead and do and take care of the need.
很爱家庭的人回到家里面的时候，不会一看到就埋怨，他就开始可以就是很喜乐，很主动的就开始做一些事情，使这个家更美更好。
Someone who loves the family, when they return home, they will do something. They will not complain. They will go and do something that make the family a lot better.
因为真正是这样爱的神，我们来到他面前一点都没有害怕。
We do not have to fear when we come before this God who truly loves.
一点都没有担心。
We do not have to worry.
我们可以很坦然无惧的来见我们的神。
We can freely come before our God.
圣经里面讲到说，在这个约翰福音21章的时候，耶稣第三次向门徒显现。
John chapter 21 talk about that Jesus appeared to the disciples for the third time.
耶稣复活之后不止三次显现。
Jesus appeared to the disciples more than three times.
对不起，不止三次显现，那有三次是专门对着门徒的。
But there were three times that Jesus appeared especially for the disciples.
那么当耶稣向门徒显现的时候，
When Jesus appeared to the disciples,
耶稣讲什么呢？
What did Jesus say?
耶稣问他们说，你们有没有吃的？
Jesus asked them, do you have anything to eat?
我心里面就想，这好像爱我的妈妈。
It's just like the mother who loves me.
吃了没有？
Have you eaten?
我四十几岁五十几岁他还问我吃了没有要多吃一点。
I'm in my 40s or 50s, mom still ask me, have you eaten? Eat more.
这个爱里面的表达真的是很自然很关切的。
This is a natural expression of love, it's so intimate.
那么整个过程里面呢他们一起吃好早餐之后耶稣就开始问了三个问题。
In this process, after breakfast, Jesus asked three questions.
那么这三个问题呢其实就是同样的一个问题重复了三次。
It is the same question asked three times.
那么从这整个过程当中我看到什么？
What can I see in this process?
耶稣问他的这个最就是亲近的门徒最代表性的门徒。
Jesus asked the disciple who is the most representative of all his disciples.
就是问彼得。
He asked Peter.
他问彼得的时候说你爱我吗？
He said, Do you love me, Peter?
我男的跟男的讲这个话好像有一点不是太自然。
Maybe a guy saying this to the guy maybe feel kind of awkward, right?
但是耶稣他爱门徒爱到一个地步完全没有保留爱到底。
But Jesus loved the disciples so much he has no reservation, he loved them to the very end.
他要门徒们学习到真正明白什么叫做爱我们的神。
He wants the disciples to understand what is truly the love of God.
这不是只是说耶稣需要很多人爱，不然他很就是很不幸，或者说很不开心，不是这样的。
It's not that Jesus himself needs a lot of love. If he didn't get love, he would not be happy. It's not like that.
他要门徒们明白什么叫做真爱的时候，就能够真正的开始明白到，因为爱神的缘故，因为神爱他们的缘故，他们的一切就不一样了。
Jesus wanted to understand that because God loves them, because they love God, then everything is going to be different.
在整个过程当中我看到什么？
In this process, what can I learn?
我看到耶稣爱他的门徒，爱世人，他里面充满着这种原谅跟接纳。
I love that Jesus, because of his love for the disciples, because of his love for the people in the world, that he was full of acceptance and forgiveness.
什么叫做原谅呢？
What does it mean to have forgiveness?
你有没有想到耶稣要钉十字架之前彼得就三次不认他。
If you remember that, before Jesus went to the cross, Peter denied him three times.
三次就相当公开的来就是不承认他认识耶稣。
Three times Peter publicly denied he knew Jesus.
所以如果耶稣还气彼得的话
If, Jesus was still holding a grudge,
那么耶稣跟彼得讲话就不是那么讲了。
Then Jesus would not be saying to Peter like this.
耶稣跟彼得对话的过程当中我没有看到里面有生气或者说有埋怨或者是就是有责备彼得的意思。
In this passage, in this questions, I did not see that Jesus has any anger or any complaint or anything against Peter.
那门徒们当耶稣被抓的时候门徒们都散掉了。
When Jesus was arrested, all the disciples, they escaped, they ran away.
那么在记载里面只有彼得是跟着进去看耶稣受逼迫受鞭打的情况。
According to what is recorded in scriptures, only Peter followed him and see what happened to Jesus. He was,
当然也有记载就说到说是约翰因为认识里面那些人所以呢就介绍彼得进去所以约翰跟彼得他们两个人有在那个地方见证了耶稣被鞭打。
Of course it was called that John because he knew the people so he let people to let Peter to go in so only John and Peter they saw Jesus being scourged.
但是门徒当中没有一个人是使耶稣感觉到非常骄傲的就是说你们都肯为我死。
But there was none of the disciples that allowed Jesus to say that it was that Jesus could be proud of them, say that you're willing to die for me.
我们要学习耶稣基督的爱。
We need to learn from the love of Jesus.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为如果我们学习耶稣基督的爱，有人如果对不起我们，我们原谅的话，这个生命不再一样。
Because if we learn from the love of Jesus, if someone has something against us and we truly forgive, our life is going to be different.
金庸小说里面还有其他的武侠小说的作者通常就讲说报仇十年都不晚。
And then in a lot of the Chinese kung fu fiction, they talk about a gentleman, he can hold a grudge and can be revenge after 10 years.
Louis Lam 的小说里面从来都不是这么讲的。
But the Louis Lam fiction was not like this.
美国西部发展的历史里面这个最出名的一个历史家写小说的时候从来都是说你不应该把那种恨放在你身上毁掉你一生。
This non-Western novelist, and often when he said that you should not keep your hate in your life.
有基督徒背景的人，就是处理被误会，或者说被人家好像就是亏待了，或者说人家就是得罪我们了。有基督徒背景的教导，就是说原谅。
Those who have the Christian teaching, have the Christian background, when they feel like they were shortchanged, when they were being treated badly, what they do was that they forgive.
耶稣原谅门徒们。
Jesus forgave the disciples.
当门徒们感觉到被原谅的时候，被接纳的时候，门徒们的一生就不再一样。
When the disciples feel that they were forgiven, they were being accepted, their life was going to be different.
我们跟人之间的关系，如果他们感觉到对不起，我上次得罪你，你不原谅我的话，他开始关系就越来越疏远了。
If our interpersonal relationship was like that, the last time you offended me and I'm not going to forgive you, so our life is going to be different.
夫妻的关系也是一样，如果有一件事情、两件事情啊，意见不合，或者说讲了一些不应该讲的话，好，大家都不原谅的话，这关系就非常困难了。
The same applies to between husband and wife. If there's something that you say offended me and if you hold a grudge, then the relationship will deteriorate.
但是耶稣来到门徒那里所讲的话、所表达的一切，完全没有就是说就是生他们的气或者不原谅他们了。
But from what Jesus was saying to them in this passage, he said, what Jesus was saying to the disciples, it did not carry any anger or anything that is other than forgiveness.
所以呢，我们做基督徒，我们来到主的面前，非常的坦然无惧。
As Christians, we come before God, we can freely come before God.
因为他知道我们的弱点。
Because Jesus, God knew our weaknesses.
而且他也愿意来原谅我们。
God is willing to forgive us.
那每一次来到主的面前说，主啊，求你赦免我。我知道他赦免我，这一主就是心里面的释放实在是美的。
Each time I come before the Lord and I can say, the Lord, you forgive me, and I can feel that I'm truly liberated because of the forgiveness.
所以呢，这个耶稣来到门徒面前，他问彼得三次说：“你爱我吗？”但是前面的记载的确把我们释放了。
So Jesus came and asked Peter three times, and what was described before truly set us free.
把我们从耶稣会不会计算我的恶，或者说会不会来刑罚我那一种的惧怕当中完全释放出来。
We are set free from the fear of whether Jesus was going to remember what we did him wrong and whether he was going to be angry.
三次耶稣问彼得说：“你爱我吗？”
Three times Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?"
最多讲到爱的时候，在我们平常生活当中是在什么时候呢？
What are the situations in life that often we talk about love?
通常都在跟婚礼婚姻有关系的时候。
Usually maybe about wedding or marriage.
哦，我们最近参加了一次婚礼。
Recently, Pastor Wong attended a wedding.
早上九点钟就开始了。
Started at 9 in the morning.
到下午四点钟还没结束。
And it did not finish by 4 in the afternoon.
那我很累，很多人都很累了。
I was very tired, and many people were tired too.
但是呢，主持那个就是在午餐之后节目的那位不累。
But the presider after lunch it was not tired at all.
然后很多人都讲话。
Many people were speaking.
新娘伴讲话。
The bride was the groom.
新郎伴也讲话。
The bride was talking. And the best man was speaking.
然后男方的家人讲话。
And then the parents from the side of the groom also speak.
女方的家人讲话。
The family from the bride also.
那么有一对大概60岁左右的这个夫妇呢，因为帮助这对年轻人很多，所以他们也讲话。
And then a couple in the 60s, because they helped this young couple a lot, they also spoke.
那么有两，因为一对呢跟他们年纪比较近，大一点，就是结婚了几年了，他们也讲话。
And then another couple, they were a few years older than this newlyweds, and they also spoke.
哦，所有的话都是讲到说，这个新郎怎么爱新娘，新娘怎么爱新郎。
All this were talking how the bride loved the groom and how the groom loved the bride.
就是说他们实在是很美的一个结合。
It was just a beautiful union.
那所有都很好。
Everything was very, very good.
直到一个节目
Until one program.
那主持的人就叫那一对老的一对就坐在就是排了六张椅子那两个人坐下来
The presider set six chairs and asked the older couple to sit down.
那么另外一对呢就跟这一对新人年纪差不远了、哎、呀
another couple was about the same age as the groom and the altar sat down.
那么就轮到新婚的两位。
And then the newlywed also sat down.
然后那个题目呢越问就越尖锐了。
And then there were questions, there were sharp questions.
新郎新娘差点吵架起来。
And the groom and bride almost got in an argument.
我们看的时候就是说哇这个不应该问这个时候不应该问这些问题
We were thinking, oh, you should not ask this question, don't ask this question.
大家就不好意思头都不敢拿出来
People were a little bit embarrassed, they did not want to see this.
新郎新娘也不错他们就是你顶我一句我顶你一句之后立刻停了
The bride's group was kind of okay, then they attacked each other and then they stopped the attack.
因为他们发现这场合不应该讲这些的话
They felt that in that circumstance they should not be saying those things.
如果我们用人的爱
If we use the love of man,
如果我们没有思想我们应该怎么样来爱神以神的爱来彼此相爱
If we have not considered how we should love people with the love of God,
我们的爱会走到多远呢
How far can our love last?
我们的爱可以有多深呢
How deep can our love be?
你如果说要跟弟兄姐妹们维持一个好的关系
If you want to maintain a good relationship with brothers and sisters,
起码三个月见面一次就比较好。
Maybe it's better to meet only once every 3 months.
两个月一次也还可以。
Maybe it's okay every two months.
一个月一次，如果时间稍微长了，差不多也会出问题。
If you get together once a month and if you get together for a long time, maybe there'll be problems.
那最大的挑战就是夫妻。
The biggest challenge is for husband and wife.
因为今天还是不止天天而且是大部分时间都在一起
Not only they see each other every day and also most of the time they spend time together
什么都看到
They see everything
没有爱吗肯定有爱的、
Is there love? Definitely there's going to be love
他们 不彼此相爱吗绝对 会相爱的
Do they not love each other? Of course they love each other
但是你看深一点的时候你就发现不够了
But if you look deeper it's not enough
如果我们以人的爱的时候我们很难维持
It is difficult to last if we only use the love of man.
因为人间的爱是怎么样的爱呢
What is the love of mankind?
人间的爱是有限的爱。
This is limited love.
有限的就是说我能够爱你多少就是这个范围了。
It is a finite love because this is only up to this point that I can love you.
如果你要求多一点的话恐怕我没有办法。
If you ask for more, I cannot do this.
所以呢这个爱里面呢比较多就是在肉体上面我们体力能够的我们喜乐的时候我们情绪好的时候我们就觉得可以
So there are times that we are able to do this when we feel good that we can do this physically
那么有一些爱是在情欲之间的爱
Some of the love is among the flesh
这些都是圣洁都是神所赐的
These are holy and this is given by God
这些是朋友之间的爱
Given between the friends
那么这一种的爱是有一个范围的
But it is also finite within the body
你会发现到没有神的爱的人他们也一样可以彼此相爱
Yeah, that those people who are without God they can still love one another
因为神给我们人每一个人都有一定的爱的
Because God has given us men a certain amount of love
但有神的爱跟没有神的爱的分别在哪里呢
But what's the difference between the love that has God in it and the love that does not have God in it?
没有神的爱我们爱到一个地步爱不够了用完了
The love that does not have God in it up to a point that we run out
我们到了一个限度就没有办法再爱下去了
Then we come to a point that we cannot love any longer
如果没有神的爱我们很多的时候关系到那个时候就开始很紧张
Now, Without the love of God then the relationship up to a point can be tense
耶稣在这里问彼得三次你爱我吗
Jesus asked Peter 3 times, Do you love me?
这个完全的爱就是没有条件的爱这个神的爱他来问我们说你爱我吗
This complete and total unconditional love he uses to ask us, Do you love me?
一位问的人是没有就是没有限度就是没有条件的爱的这位神来问我们这一些常常有条件的爱的人说你爱我吗
The one who loves is God, who is infinite, who is unconditional. He asks us men, we are finite, we are conditional.
所以第一次他问的时候说彼得你爱我吗
So the first time Jesus asked Peter, do you love me?
所以彼得可能扭扭捏捏就说耶稣我爱你
Peter may not know too much and say, oh yes, you know, I kind of I love you.
那耶稣跟着就是又问他说，你爱我吗？
Then Jesus asked again, Do you love me?
那彼得说，说主啊，你知道我爱你的。
And Peter said, Lord, you know that I love you.
第三次耶稣又问的时候，
The third time Jesus asked again,
那是什么意思？
What does that mean?
三次是什么意思？
What does three times mean?
三次是很有意思的哈。
The significance of three times is this.
我们就是如果是传统的中国人比较明白。
If we are traditional Chinese, we may understand this more.
啊，思华到我们家去来的时候，师母问他你要喝一杯水吗？
师华 came to my home and then Emily said, you want a glass of water?
中国人的传统回答正规的回答说 no.
The traditional Chinese answer is no.
中国人传统正规的回应就问第二次。
The traditional Chinese response is to ask a second time.
哎，那么问三次。
And ask three times.
如果他三次都说不要。
If he say no three times.
那才是真的不要。
Then indeed that was the real answer was no.
那我们学这些功课学得很那个很辛苦的。
It's hard for us to learn these lessons.
我们到澳大利亚去的时候。
When we went to Austria.
那么这些澳大利亚人问我们说：“你喝茶吗
？”The Austrians answer, "Do you want tea?"
不，谢谢。
No, thank you.
你吃一点糕饼吗
？Have some snack.
不，谢谢。
No, thank you.
所有人都在吃的时候
，So when everybody was eating,
心里面很难受。
I feel bad.
为什么他们有我没有
？How come they have it and I don't have it?
那为了想一想自己说不要啊
？Because I said no before.
但是心里面说我讲不要不是真的不要啊。
I did not really mean no when I said no.
你这个讲三次是很有意思的。
So saying three times is interesting.
所以呢，我有的时候看我父母亲哈。
Sometimes when I see my own parents.
就比我们这一辈老一辈的。
Yes, the people who are of an older generation.
客人来的时候。
When the guests come.
他问都不问。
They don't ask.
他就进去。
Then go in.
泡最好的
prepare the best
煮最好的
and prepare the best food
拿出来
and then they offer the
给客人
to the guest
那客人还是说不不不哎做什么这么客气
and guest say no you don't have to do that
这是我们的传统
this is our tradition
但是所谓三次呢
but three times
就问到彼得的心里面去了
then they ask Peter to his heart
哇主你这个是什么意思
He said, Lord, what does this mean?
就使他心里面开始想到好多好多事情
Then many things pop up in Peter's mind
Peter 就说如果我真的是爱耶稣的话为什么我三次不认他呢
And Peter could be thinking that if I truly love Jesus how come I deny him three times
如果我真是爱耶稣的话为什么耶稣一复活升天复活之后呢我就开始好像不知道怎么做了
How come if I truly love Jesus, that how come after Jesus came back from the dead, then I didn't know what to do?
为什么耶稣就是如果爱耶稣的话，为什么我还带了几个人一起去抓鱼，不去服侍神了
？If I truly love Jesus, how come that I still bring a couple of people to and went fishing and did not serve God?
他心里面很多很多问题就出现了。
Many things come up from his.
耶稣问他说：“你爱我吗
？”Jesus asked him, "Do you love me?"
耶稣又问他说：“你爱我吗？”
Jesus asked him again, "Do you love me?"
第三次的时候，我相信彼得眼泪都丢下来了。
The third time, I think Peter must be in tears.
但是彼得还是很真诚说：“主啊，你知道我真的是爱你的。”
But Peter still sincerely said that, seriously said that, Jesus, you know that I love you.
你知道我们知道神的爱是伟大的。
We know that God's love is great.
我们所有相信他的人，神就把他的爱赐给你，赐给我。
All of those who believe in him, Jesus, God will grant us His love.
那么我们可以不需要只用自己人的爱来爱我们的神，爱弟兄姐妹。
We can love God and love one sister, not with the kind of love that comes from us.
那很多的时候，我们想用神的爱来爱的时候，我们没有操练好，我们不是很熟练。
But sometimes when we try to love with the love of God, then we have not been properly exercising it, so we do not know how to do it.
所以我们有的时候心有余力不足。
Sometimes we like to do it, but we cannot do it.
我看到这里的时候，我就想到彼得的确就是我们的镜子。
And I see that Peter, in fact, mirrors. What?
因为我们每一个人都愿意爱我们的主的。
Each one of us desires to love our God.
但好像彼得就好像保罗讲的我心里面想做的我偏偏做不出来
yeah, But just like Paul was saying that what I like to do I did not do
我不想做的反而做出来
But I end up doing what I did not want to do.
这是彼得心里面的挣扎。
It was a struggle within Peter.
为什么耶稣问我三次你爱我吗？
How come Jesus asked me three times, do you love him?
耶稣知道彼得爱他。
Jesus knew Peter loved him.
但是耶稣也知道彼得爱得很辛苦。
But Jesus also knew that it was hard for Peter to love.
也是知道彼得爱耶稣爱的那个爱呢，有一些就是不完美的地方。
Jesus knew that Peter's love has some of them is not perfect.
所以耶稣就指引他说，如果你爱我的话，你要学习服侍。
So Jesus told Peter, if you want to love, you need to learn to serve.
那彼得要学习服侍，后来耶稣说你要喂养我的小羊，你要牧养我的羊。他这些话讲的时候，就让彼得知道，你爱的时候，你需要遵守我的命令。
So that's why Jesus told Peter to feed my lamb and tend my sheep, and he was going to let Peter know that he was to obey Jesus.
那在这个问的过程当中
，within the process，
耶稣有彼得明白一件事情。
Jesus want Peter to understand one thing。
因为第一个问题耶稣问彼得说，你爱我比这些更深吗？
The first question Jesus asked me, do you love me more than these?
那么比什么更深呢？
More than what?
第二十一章一开始的时候，
Starting with chapter 21,
彼得就说我要去打鱼了。
Peter told them I'm going fishing.
爱什么呢？
What did he love?
爱基本上我们每一天生活上面的需要。
Love the basic needs of everyday life.
他一讲的时候，另外六位的门徒就说我跟你一起去打鱼。
Then six other disciples also went fishing with him.
然后圣经记载说整夜打鱼没有打到鱼。
And the Bible recorded that they fished all night, they did not catch anything.
然后耶稣就来说你有没有打到鱼。
Then Jesus asked him, you caught anything?
他们说没有。
They said no.
耶稣就说你往右边去撒下网。
Jesus told them to cast the net on the right side.
他们就听了就撒下网。
They obeyed and cast the net.
抓了153条大鱼。
And 153 huge fish.
在这个地方给我们看到什么？
What can we learn from this?
在这个地方给我们看到我们愿意爱我们的主。
We can see that we're willing to love our God.
但是如果没有在每一个生活细节当中来求告我们的神，依靠我们的神。
But if we have not seek the will of God in each and every trivial thing in our life,
我们很多的时候徒劳无功。
A lot of times our work will be futile.
我们工作但是没有果效。
We can work very hard but we will not be productive.
耶稣要彼得知道你要爱我。
Jesus want Peter to know that you have to love me.
你在前面讲道的时候你要好好准备要祷告。
When you are going to preach in public you need to prepare properly and pray.
你在家里面这个切菜炒菜的时候，预备晚餐的时候，也好好祷告。
When you are preparing meals and at home, preparing meals, you also need to pray properly.
任何的时间里面，你都要爱神。
In any time, you need to love God.
爱神就有遵守神的命令。
To love God is to obey God.
遵守神的命令就是有原谅。
To obey His commandment is to forgive.
遵守神的命令就学习爱神，然后就愿神的喜乐来过每一天的生活。
To love God is to obey God and then to live every life with the love, with the joy of God.
如果我们能够这样的话，
If we can be like this,
我们就可以回答耶稣的一次又一次的问题，就是说我爱你。
Then we can answer Jesus positively time after time. Jesus, I love you.
我们再看一看这三个问题。
Looking back at these three questions.
这三个问题，第一次说你爱我比这些更深吗？
The first one said, do you love me more than these?
第二次问的时候说约翰的儿子西门你爱我吗？
The second time is Simon, son of John, do you love me?
这一点我没有什么根据。
I don't have any grounds on this.
但是有一些神学家在这个地方有一些的探讨辩论。
But some theologians have explored on this and they have some debate.
三次问耶稣问三次说你爱我吗？
Three times Jesus asked, do you love me?
前面两次的爱愿的字跟第三次爱愿的字不一样。
The word love that was used in the first two questions was different from the love in the third question.
第一次的爱，第二次的爱是愿了神的爱，无条件的爱，完全的爱，叫做 agape 的爱。
The first two times the love was referred was the agape love. It was the perfect love, the unconditional love, the love of God.
当耶稣问两次的时候，
After Jesus asked two times,
有一些神学家就说，大概耶稣知道彼得办不到。
some theologians were thinking that maybe Peter could not make it.
就是说你彼得你没有办法用神的爱来爱我。
As you say, Peter, you cannot love me with the love of God.
你只是一个人，你没有办法用神的爱来爱我。
You are a human, you cannot love me with the love that God has.
因为那个爱的要求太高了。
Because the demand of that love is too high.
然后第三次的爱，耶稣就用了另外一个词句。
And then the third love, Jesus used a different term.
那个 term 在希腊文里面是 phileo.
It's phileo in Greek.
就是说用普通人与人之间的爱这个表达的方式。
It is the kind of love between people.
如果这个解释是有它的可能性的话，
If there's a possibility in this explanation,
那彼得听到什么？
Then what did Peter?
彼得听到耶稣第一次问他说，你能够不能够用神无条件的爱来爱我？
So Peter would hear Jesus say then the first time he asked, was it, do you love me with the unconditional perfect love of God?
第二次他听到耶稣问他说，你能够不能够用神那一种完美无条件的爱来爱我。
The second question was Peter was asked whether he could love God with the perfect and unconditional love of God.
第三次的时候，
The third time,
耶稣就问他说，你能够不能够用普通朋友这样的爱来爱我。
Can you love me with the kind of the common friendly love?
这个原文里面彼得的回应的态度呢，有这样的一个意思。
From the response of Peter, we can see something like this.
就是彼得当时听到耶稣第三个问题的时候，他心里面有一点伤害的感觉。
That's why Peter, when he heard the third question, he was a little bit hurt.
因为他就想说，神，你就是降低那爱的标准来要求我。
Because he said, God, you lower the standard of love demanded of me.
彼得，你看英文圣经说 hurt 有伤害的感觉。
NIV says hurt。
中文圣经说忧虑。
And the Chinese version says worry。
其实到底我彼得这个爱什么地方出问题呢？
Would be worrying about my love, Peter's love. Well, is there something wrong with this love?
哎，弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters。
我看到这里的时候，我就想到什么？
When I see this, something come to my mind.
约翰福音二十一章过去了。
After John chapter 21,
彼得就成为一个很不一样的人。
Peter became someone who was totally transformed.
彼得怎么样不一样呢？
What was different about Peter after this chapter?
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
那个是在约翰福音二十一章之后不久的时间。
It was pretty right after, almost right after John chapter 21.
彼得站起来讲道的时候充满着能力。
Peter came out and preached. He was full of power.
使徒行传第三章，彼得跟约翰上圣殿去祷告的时候，他在那个地方医治了一个瘸腿的人。
Acts chapter 3, Peter and John, they went to the temple to pray and they healed someone, healed the cripple.
彼得在使徒行传第三章跟着下去的，他讲道的时候，公会的人要抓他，他能够挑战公会的人。
And then in for later part of Acts chapter 3, Jesus was preaching and then the people in the synagogue, they arrested him, but he could challenge them.
他几乎不要命了。
He was to the point that he did not care for his life.
所以耶稣基督其实在圣经里面第21约翰福音21章18节那个地方就讲说，是讲明彼得是将来是怎么样死的。
So in chapter 21 of John in verse 18, they talk about how Peter was going to die in the future.
让我看到一件事情。
Something that I can see.
耶稣问彼得三次，你爱我吗？
Jesus asked Peter three times, do you love me?
彼得下定决心。
Peter resolved and have decided.
我要一生一世以神的爱来爱我们的主。
All the days of my life, I'm to love with the love of God.
耶稣爱我，愿意为我上十字架。
Jesus loved me, he was willing to go to the cross for me.
根据历史里面，彼得也被钉十字架。
According to history, Peter was also crucified.
他愿意以神这一种牺牲的爱来爱我们的主。
He was willing to love our Lord with the sacrificial love.
那么在历史上面说到彼得被钉十字架的时候，他要求被倒钉，因为他说我不配。跟耶稣基督那样钉十字架。
According to history, Peter, when he was crucified, he requested to be crucified upside down because he said he was not worthy to be crucified in the same way as the Lord.
所以你看到有神的生命跟没有神的生命。
You can see a life that has God and a life that does not have God.
有很大很大的差别。
There are going to be vast differences.
这位神就是爱我们的真神耶稣基督。
This God is this true God who loves us so much, the Lord Jesus Christ.
当这位神今天早上问你说你爱我吗？
When this morning this God asks you, do you love me?
你的回应是什么？
What is your response?
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，我们为着耶稣的爱来感谢你。
Oh dear God, Heavenly Father, because of the love we give you thanks.
耶稣今天爱我们所有的人。
The Lord Jesus loves each and every one of us today.
当愿我们当中每一个人都感受到耶稣的爱。
May each and every one of us feel the love of Jesus.
在我们当中，如果有人过去还没有就是接纳这种爱的，当愿我们现在就可以接纳耶稣的爱。
Those among us if they have not received this love before, may they be willing to receive this love at this moment.
在我们当中很多基督徒，我们过去没有用神的爱来彼此相爱，求神这个时候就给我们这种的爱。
Among us Christians, many of us in the past we have not loved with the love of God to love one another. I mean, you grant us this love at this time.
愿我们今天听到你的话语。
That today we hear your word.
就学习遵守你的道理。
And we learn to obey you.
你教导我们做什么，就教导我们能够顺服，能够用喜乐的心来做。
You teach us, and then we are willing to submit and do it with joy.
因为有行动的爱，就完成了律法。
The love that has actions completes the law.
我们感谢主。
We give you thanks, Lord.
这样感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
This we pray and give thanks in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.